On this week's Tourism Roundup, the Jamaica Tourist Board JTB launches its Join Me in Jamaica campaign. Also, stick around for our new Jamaica segment. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Jamaica is becoming a popular vacation destination for travelers. Our pristine beaches, tasty food, and cultural offerings are just a few of the reasons travelers love to visit the island. There's something here to suit virtually every traveler. The Jamaica Tourist Board is determined to make as many potential visitors as possible hear about the country's rich and diverse experiences. And for that reason, the organization recently launched Join Me in Jamaica, a digital marketing campaign aimed at aggressively promoting the destination. The online promotion will see a data-driven approach to how Jamaica is marketed.
We're going to use technology as a driving force to develop a capacity to manage, measure, and be in total command of our market. Because prior to this, we spent money in advertising, but we couldn't measure the returns.
Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett.
The website, powered by Google, will enable us to have connectivity to every market. We will be able, through big data and big data analytics, to be able to be more precise and more targeted in terms of our marketing. We will now market where we should market.
The campaign features promotional videos highlighting snippets of the culture through the eyes of Jamaican celebrities and personalities.
And these videos will now populate our space, our social space, and we'll be able to have connectivity to every corner of the world. And the language part of it, yes, we've worked on, and the technology allows instant translation. So utilizing technology now is to define the new path that's going to enable us to achieve the growth that we have projected well within the time that we projected.
The campaign, the tourism minister says, will aid Jamaica's push to achieve its 5% growth target for the industry.
We said 5, but the prime minister says it has to be 10 because we are already at 4.3 last year. So 5 is no longer a challenge. So 10 is where we are going, which means we need another iteration, right? So just to let you know that the 5 networks, which underpins the 5 pillars, begins with gastronomy. And these videos have been very strong on gastronomy. These videos drove gastronomy. So we now need to populate our space with more on shopping as we develop shopping. More on entertainment and music, sports, and the wider elements of our cultural assets. To populate more with health and wellness, oils and the wraps and the spas and Jamaican herbs, yes, and all the wonderful things that come from it.
Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett. Mr. Bartlett says videos geared at promoting edutourism are also being planned for the campaign as part of efforts to promote Jamaica as a knowledge-sharing destination. To a place called Jamaica. In our No Jamaica segment this week, we vibe at Reggae Falls in St. Thomas. On the hillside of St. Thomas, you will find Reggae Falls, or Damhead, as locals call it. The waterfall, which cascades several feet to the Johnson River below, was dammed many years ago to make a hydroelectric station. It is a good place to go with friends and family to relax and enjoy the scenery. You can swim, explore your surroundings, sunbathe, and of course, climb the falls. That's it for this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.